The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon, around 3 o'clock, did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." And those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when they first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. But if I wish to give this last one the same as you, am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel's a tough one, because let's be honest, we've all been in work environments where sometimes we look around and think, are my coworkers doing anything? Is anybody in my house going to help me clean up? Does my husband not see that the dishes need to be done? And the list could go on. And it's very normal for us as human beings to feel as if we've been cheated, that we've worked so hard that sometimes we feel like people don't notice it. And what God is telling us to do is to celebrate the fact that God is so generous with each and every one of us. So this gospel is pretty much telling us today, don't be worried about how God has blessed others around you. Don't be jealous of that, but celebrate the fact that God's generosity is for everybody around us. So those days that maybe you look around and you think, am I the only one working? Thanks be to God, you're healthy enough to do so, okay? Easier said than done, I know. But let's not compare our lives to other people. When we fall into that trap, that's when we really, really self-defeat ourselves, or jealousy kicks in, or envy. So our God is telling us today, He has blessed us abundantly, and let's show gratitude for that. So how has God blessed you lately? And thank Him right now in the silence of your heart.